This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a fan of professional sports, football, basketball, baseball, doesn't much matter which, there's a time every year when you realize why ticket prices go up all the time and why a Dodger dog costs you like $7 or $8 or something. It's when payroll data comes out. How many millions of dollars, or tens or hundreds of millions sometimes, star players get. Those contracts with incentive clauses and delayed compensation and options and bonuses are legal miracles. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looked at two notorious sports contracts that deserve their own Hall of Fame.
It's been called the best sports deal of all time, a contract so profitable it's used as a textbook example by business professors and sports reporters.
Would you believe a team that doesn't exist still makes $17 million a year?
The deal, signed in 1976, gave a small but lucrative portion of the NBA television broadcast revenues to three men. Dan and Ozzie Silna, along with their lawyer, Donald Shupak, owned a pro basketball team called the Spirits of St. Louis.
An exciting finish with 34 seconds. St. Louis 109, Kentucky 108.
The Spirits played for the American Basketball Association, or ABA. The ABA competed with the NBA. From 1973 up until the end in 1976, Michael Goldberg was general counsel for the ABA.
The league lurched to the finish line, kind of a bankrupt organization, exhausted mentally and physically, hoping against hope that there wouldn't be another ABA season because we didn't know if we could muster 10 teams to have a league and what have you.
Eventually, the ABA and the NBA struck a deal to merge. Four teams, the Nets, the Pacers, the Spurs, and the Nuggets, would buy their way into the NBA. Plus, they had to compensate the other ABA teams that didn't make the cut. In the end, only St. Louis stood between the four teams joining the NBA.
St. Louis is holding the cards because unless they agree to something, this merger is not going to happen for antitrust and other reasons.
The St. Louis owners negotiated a cut of the future TV revenues. And here's the kicker, they got the rights in perpetuity. Over the years, the deal has reportedly paid out around $300 million and counting. Back then, Goldberg says, who knew?
The concept of cable television, Turner Sports, ESPN, these things didn't exist. And it's easy today to say, wow, they made a bad deal. But in those days, it was not viewed upon that television would be the be-all and end-all, as it is today for all sports.
The business landscape is always changing. We see that again in another notorious deal.
The pitch, swinging a high fly ball, home run, Bobby Bonilla!
It's been more than 10 years since slugger Bobby Bonilla retired from baseball. Nonetheless, for the next 22 years, the New York Mets will pay him more than $1 million a year. J.C. Bradbury is the author of Hot Stove Economics, Understanding Baseball's Second Season.
It's very easy to look at from hindsight. You go and say, well, the Mets are paying Bobby Bonilla over $1 million a year to not even play baseball. How silly is that?
But he says teams defer payments so they can afford new and hopefully better players. And that's just what the Mets had in mind. Sports agent Dennis Gilbert negotiated the contract for Bobby Bonilla.
The Mets were building a championship team around that point in time. And what they were looking to do was to defer some of Bobby's money.
Gilbert structured the payments like an insurance annuity and locked in the interest rate at 8%. With interest, the Mets will pay Bobby Bonilla $30 million instead of $6 million. But even with a lower interest rate, deferred payments could work for other athletes, too. Michael McCann directs the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire.
I think there's some logic to the idea that players may be better off when they turn 35, 40, 50 to get a substantial amount of money coming in. It may be a very valuable piece of money for them.
In 2009, Sports Illustrated reported that within 5 years of retirement, about 60% of former NBA players are broke. And in pro football, the numbers are even worse. In which case, a deferred payday can be the preferred way to get paid. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.